Someone else who really does know the ins and outs of election, Wanda Hemphill, Director of Voting and Registration here. Good morning, Wanda.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're concerned there's some changes around, so we got to get the voters out to the new poll places.
We do. We have some permanent changes in polling locations. One is the airport precinct. They used to vote at the Rock Hill National Guard Armory.
Okay.
And so they are now going to be voting over just across the street over at Newkirk. We have another location that's permanently moved. It's called Rock Creek. It's up in the Bethel area. They are now going to be voting at Church of Christ. And then we have another polling location, which is a permanent move, called Delphia, over in the York area. And they are moving from the Philadelphia United Methodist Church over to the York County Fire Training Center. So those are permanent and will be in place moving forward. We do have a few temporary moves,
okay.
due to some conflicts. One is, it's sort of a move, it's Rock Hill 6, it used to be the old Parents Mart. Mm-hmm. Well, they have demolished that building, so can't go there.
Don't show up there tomorrow.
But we are going to be voting in the back of that building where there's another structure. So it's just a slight move, but we wanted folks to know about that. We have another temporary move up in Fort Mill. Normally would go as Fort Mill 2 precinct, normally vote at Glen Rock Baptist Church, had some scheduling conflicts there, so we're going to move those folks over to the Church of God over on Assembly Street temporarily. And then the final temporary move is Palmetto, that's over in Tiggy K area. They typically vote at Tiggy K Baptist Church, and they will be moving over just temporarily down to Lakeshore Christian Fellowship. So a few moves, but if anyone wants to go and see where their polling location is or any voting information, they can go to scvotes.org. Just put in a little bit of information about yourself, and you can find a wealth of information out there from your polling location, even to the directions on how to get there.
When you talk about the permanent locations we were talking about earlier, what brought on the changes for some of these permanent ones for them to flip?
As far as the National Guard Armory, a lot of the armories around South Carolina are going through lead abatements.
Okay.
And so they are also subject to moves or lockdowns during elevated threat levels. So we thought, probably the best thing to do is let's do a permanent move. And
avoid that.
Exactly. The other two permanent locations, those were in churches. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, we're running a lot of elections.
Absolutely.
And it can become inconvenient for a lot of these locations because they have other activities going on. And so they just said that it just wasn't a good fit for them any longer. We appreciate them allowing us to use it for the time that they did. But, we understand that. And sometimes it isn't a good fit. So those two moves were necessary for that.
Elections really taking on a year-long process. Mm-hmm. We have different kinds of elections here. We have one in the middle of the summer. Is that weird for people to accept? Is that part of why we may not see as many voters out?
Yes, I think so. And I don't think, some of us haven't even fully recovered from the presidential in November. I know that we haven't. And so going into this, in fact, we had a special election in Clover in March for vacancies. Mm-hmm. We had another special election in York for vacancies.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved into this process on the Congressional 5 and House 48. Two May elections, and then in June we'll turn around and run a city election in Rock Hill in October, and then a round of elections in November. So, we try to program voters to come out in Novembers, or November,
All Novembers.
But we do run a lot of special elections around the calendar, and people, aren't thinking about elections this time of year.
Let's explain to folks who want to vote tomorrow how they can vote, because I think between the primary, the runoff, and then this, they might be confused on what they can vote in, how they can vote, if they voted for one party in one election, and can they do vote in somebody else. Can you explain all that and who needs, what they're voting on? Because some folks in our 5th Congressional District won't vote on House 48, as well. So
that's right, and that's a great question. Because this can be a little confusing with the compressed timeline that we're running on. We do not register by party in South Carolina.
Okay.
But when you go to the polls during the primary process, you have to declare which party primary you wish to vote. So, of course, we had the initial primary. A person would declare in that one either Republican or Democratic. And then we had the runoff, which was necessary 2 weeks later. You cannot cross over, you know, at that juncture. But in the special election, you know, that doesn't bind you to anything. However you voted in the initial primary or runoff doesn't bind you to anything in the special election. You'll see a list of candidates, actually Republican, Democrat, Green, American, and Libertarian. So you will see all of those candidates on the ballot tomorrow, and you're free to vote any way that you wish.
Okay, perfect. So that's 5th Congressional District for that. And then House 48, we all, those, how, what can people, because people in Chester County, I don't think, can vote in the House 48 seat. So
And I'm glad that you circled back on that. Congressional 5 covers the entire county. Anyone who would be eligible to vote tomorrow and show up would vote in City 5. We have 17 precincts that are involved in House 48. That is only in York County. Because that's the York County seat. The main area is going to be around the lake area, the northwest portions of Rock Hill. Those voters would only be eligible, you know, in that. And it takes in a small portion of the TKK area as well. So voters would be eligible, or some of them would be eligible to vote in that House 48 as well.
So those votes, when they see their ballot, they'll have two they're voting
There'll
on.
There'll be two contests
CD5.
On. CD5.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
Do you get a lot of calls from people asking questions about candidates at your office?
We do. We do. And we stay away from the partisan aspects of that. We don't. We actually send them on to CN2 you know, website. or Herald or things like that, or even, you know, suggest they may go to the candidate's website or the political parties and that sort of thing. We do get a lot of questions, you know, about that, but we, you know, stay beyond that because we're nonpartisan, so we don't really answer questions, you know, about the candidates.
What's the biggest mistake voters make when they show up at the polls tomorrow? They don't. They forgot their voter ID. They showed up the wrong polling place. They're wearing a shirt or bringing a weapon they're not supposed to. Remind us, what's the biggest mistakes and the do's and don'ts of what do you want to remind folks who want to show up tomorrow?
Well, I can't say that any particular item that you just mentioned is very pervasive. But, you know, just general reminders, you do have to have photo ID now. But most people do bring photo ID. So it really hasn't been as problematic as a lot of people thought that it would have been. Showing up to the right location. Just because you see a vote here sign doesn't mean you get to pull in and vote.
It's not a drive-through.
You are geographically assigned to a particular precinct, and there's reasoning behind that. To ensure that everyone votes on their representatives and receives the right ballot. So, you know, that's important in remembering, you know, the polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And sometimes, like in presidential years, we're running in competition with North Carolina. We get a lot of conflicting information over the border as to when the polls are open and some of the different areas that are different in election laws. But 7 a.m., 7 p.m., again, a lot of information can be found on scvotes.org about where you would go vote. So, you know, just information, you know, like that. And if you have updated your address, you need to let the poll workers know. You can still vote. It'll be a little bit different, but we can assist you with that. You know, just let us know if you have moved.
Is today still an opportunity to vote absentee?
Yes, we are open for absentee voting all day today, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
Gotcha. At your office there in York.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, okay, so we're going to get out tomorrow. Get everybody that we know to vote.
Really.
Remind them that there's a special election for the pretty important seats.
It's
a big right to vote. I mean, we've talked about this over and over again, and we all talk about sometimes when the elections are done about voter turnout, and sometimes we don't even get 50%. I mean, it's frustrating for us. I can imagine your line of work. You just want people to vote. It's a right. People fought hard for us to be able to vote. It doesn't take too long.
That's right, particularly tomorrow. That's a very short ballot.
Yeah.
We're not going to have lines. Don't be discouraged thinking you're going to get there and have to stand in line for any period. Most people are able to just go right in, vote, and because it's a very limited ballot. But we just encourage everybody to get out and vote. We don't care who you vote for. Just get out and
exercise
vote.
Our right.
That's exactly
Absolutely.
Right.
Get our sticker.
Get
that
a sticker.
That is exactly right. And we have plenty of stickers, y'all. So just get out there and vote tomorrow. You know, just hope that we have a good turnout.
Well, we applaud what you guys do, especially your co-workers. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there before, and they've had to explain a lot of things to a lot of people, and they're so patient, and they're all volunteers, and I just thank them over and over again when I'm there. I said, just thank you for your time and volunteering. That's a long day for them, and they do it with a smile.
Yes, it is a long day, and we appreciate them, too. They do a great job.
Go to yorkcountygov.com for details about registration and elections, as well as sample ballots available right there. Wanda Hemphill, Director of Voter Registration, thanks so much for coming out and letting us know about new polling places and getting us motivated to vote tomorrow for the special
election.
You're
very welcome. Thank you for having me.